Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. I'm Cynthia Pula. My guest today is Mishana Crawford. Mishana is a cancer survivor, and she helps other people who are dealing with cancer. And I'm a cancer survivor also, so this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. So, Mishana, how are you?
I am doing awesome. I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you. So, what kind of cancer did you have?
I had ovarian cancer stage 1. I got diagnosed at the age of 23.
Wow. But did you have chemo?
Yes.
Did you have chemo?
Yes. I had chemo for about 3 months with my chemo treatment, and it was about 5 days a week.
5 days a week. You must have been
exhausted
by the end of the week.
Exhausted, but I mean drained. Some days would be 4 hours for the infusion. It just depended on my body, how fast or slow I was infusing the chemo, but some days would be a little bit longer. So it was like a full-time job, Monday through Friday, super draining.
So now that you're a cancer survivor, you help others who are dealing with cancer. Tell everybody listening exactly what you do.
So going through cancer has, you know, helped me to really help people going through cancer. So I help cancer patients and also cancer survivors. Cancer patients need that support while fighting cancer mentally and emotionally, because that's when the true battle begins. You know, feeling that depression, feeling that sadness, feeling that fear, that anxiety. And then I also help cancer survivors with getting over that fear of reoccurrence, that guilt, PTSD, because cancer is a traumatic experience, the loss of fertility. So those are just some different ways that I help the cancer warriors going through the fight, and then also the cancer survivors.
Yeah, when I was going through chemo, one of my workmates, we had gone to a graduation party, and she looked at me and she said, "I feel so bad for you." Well, she wound up getting cancer, and she died. She died. And the pain I feel every time I think about her, knowing that she was telling me she felt bad, and then she ultimately had cancer and died, that really affects me tremendously.
Yeah, I can only imagine, because, wow. You lose people to cancer, you know what I mean? You have people that defeat it, and then you also have people that have lost to the fight. So there's some part of you that is just sad, you know, that you even just wish that they were still here.
Right. So when somebody contacts you, what do you do for them?
So depending on if they're a survivor or if they have literally just got diagnosed with cancer, it's a little bit different, the process that I do with them. But overall, mindset and emotional freedom is really, really making sure that person is mentally supported and that person is emotionally supported. The cancer patient, the cancer warrior that's going through the fight, they need someone to relate to. They need someone knowing that they have someone in their corner that has actually been through, okay, has actually experienced what they're experiencing, but actually seeing that survivor, that resilience that they even got through it. So I help with that, and then also just reassuring them. I give them family support. I do family sessions because the family can support you, but if they don't know how to support you properly, and then it calls an emotional battle with you and your family member, right? So just reassuring them and supporting them that they can get through this, just empowering them. to really control their emotions, how to hone into those emotions, because that's what creates that emotional freedom. And then also just getting them in the mindset to even fight cancer, because that's a different mindset that you have to have. And then the cancer survivors, just honestly getting them to let go of cancer, because sometimes we don't even know that we're living a life of fear out of what we've been through, but we don't know how to detach ourselves from that traumatic experience that we've been through, which is cancer.
You know, when the doctor called me up and said that I had cancer, it was so shocking. And it was like, you're looking at your mortality right in the face. Say, people are looking at their mortality every day because of the coronavirus. Do you see any similarities between worrying about the coronavirus and dealing with cancer?
Yes, huge similarities. Both of those, cancer and COVID-19, is attacking your immune system. It's a health risk. And I can only imagine someone going through cancer right now, and some of my clients that I've been dealing with, what they've just been coming up with and the stress behind COVID-19 is they're scared, am I going to get COVID-19? Like, I still have to go to radiation. I still have to go to chemo. I still have to do my treatment to get through cancer, but I'm being put at risk going to the hospitals or going to my OBGYN and getting this treatment done. And so there's so much fear around it. That is almost crippling. So it's just constantly reminding them that, you know, you have to get your treatment done, but just making sure that they're not, you know, just staying stuck in that fear of the what if. You know, we can't control COVID-19, so it's not fair for ourselves to put so much pressure on ourselves while going through it.
So do you counsel, tell me you live in the Virginia Beach area. Do you counsel people all over the country or primarily in Virginia?
All over the country. I have a client, a couple of clients right now that stay in Michigan, Georgia, so I'm all over. My business is online, so I do it through Zoom. So we do video sessions online, so it's all over the world.
Wow. So after you were in remission, when did you decide to do this?
Oh,
and what made
gosh.
You decide to do this?
When I remember how I felt going through cancer, and I said, if I get through this, Lord, I really want to give back and help, but I didn't know what that looked like. And so I remember starting a YouTube channel, and I said, well, I just need to get my story out. Let me just get my story out and see, you know, see where that goes or see what that does and see if it's able to help anyone. And so I got my story out, and it was just seeing how much people were just intrigued with my story and just seeing how many people can relate to my story that was actually going through cancer was just phenomenal. And so I said, well, I want to help people. And it can just be family or friends or whatever. I was doing it as a hobby at first before I turned it into a business. But I said, I just want to help someone that's going through cancer. That's all I want to do. I just want to help someone going through cancer. And so one of my bosses had got diagnosed with cancer. I ended up helping her go through it. And then someone else in our family had ended up getting diagnosed with cancer, and I helped them. And so I was just doing it, just showing up to their chemo treatment, supporting them. I put a whole chemo basket together, things that they'll need. And I just fell in love with it. I became passionate about helping people through cancer because I didn't want anyone to feel alone or to feel going into a dark depression or feeling that anxiety or overwhelm from the appointment when you leave like I felt. So just helping people go through that, I just fell in love with.
So when you counsel people, does that kind of trigger bad memories for you? And if so, how do you deal with it?
Most definitely. when you are talking about essentially, right, if someone goes through cancer and they're a cancer survivor and that's it, right? They're moving on with their life. They're trying to get back to coping with that new normal. And they're not revisited every day of their life about cancer, right? They're not talking about cancer every day. And so the fact that I'm doing this every day and I talk about cancer and then hearing my clients' fears about cancer most definitely triggers mine. But I have to make sure that I'm doing what I preach and what I am teaching and telling my clients to implement in their daily life. I'm just doing the same thing of making sure that I'm not letting fear control my life and living a life of fear and making sure that I am controlling my emotions going through that process on a daily basis, making sure I'm doing my routines for making sure that my mindset is intact. So most definitely.
Now, do you work just one-on-one or do you kind of counsel a number of people in a specific group?
Right now, it is strictly one-on-one. Eventually, it will probably go to group, but I think one-on-one, it's a different type of power coaching someone one-on-one that you get. You get that connection. You really, really get to know their pain points and what they're really struggling with. So I can cater right to that, but one-on-one for right now.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, my gracious. I've been helping people way longer than a year, but I've actually just turned into a business 5 months ago.
Wow. So, you know, with so many people diagnosed with cancer, I'm sure you don't have too much trouble finding clients, right?
No, not necessarily. I really am huge on social media, Facebook groups, making sure that I'm in there where my clients are. But the most part of it is just getting the word out that you do have cancer support coaches out there to support you.
Are there a lot of cancer support coaches?
Yes, there are a lot of cancer support coaches out there. There are a lot of cancer counselors that I've just run across not too long ago. So they're out there. It's just making sure that everyone's getting their message across that we're out there because, if you're going through cancer and someone doesn't know they can reach out to an emotional cancer support coach, then they're not going to be more likely to do it if they don't know that, hey, I actually have someone that has been through cancer supporting me and is able to guide me through that because they experienced it.
You know, chemo is a terrible thing.
It is.
I remember being sick I would get treatments every 3 weeks and I would feel sick for 2 weeks. And then in my third week, I would start feeling back to normal, and then I would have to go for another round. So what is the most difficult aspect for you, helping people deal with the physical aspects of cancer and chemo, or the emotional and mental aspects?
So the physical aspect is really reassuring them that, you have to accept that you have cancer, right? If you accept that you have cancer, the physical part is it's not going to be easy. It's always going to be a fight. But you start to understand that this thing that you're going through because of cancer. So chemo, strips you of all your hair, right? Eyebrows, eyelashes, your hair fall out, right? You physically...
Right.
Do not feel like yourself. And so you have to constantly be reminding yourself and constantly telling you, if I go out with my bald head because my hair fell out, I don't necessarily have to wear a wig if it doesn't feel comfortable. So constantly reassuring them and giving them that self-confidence of it is confident and I can feel confident in being raw, vulnerable, my true self, while going through chemo, mentally and emotionally, chemo takes a toll on you, seeing yourself transition and seeing your hair fall out and seeing some people, when I was going through chemo, my skin got darker, seeing your skin and physically changes, those can get super traumatic. So making sure that my clients' mental health and emotional health and making sure that I'm supporting them and guiding them through that process, because it is a process, making sure that we're honing in and revisiting those emotions because cancer is triggering them is super mm-hmm. important, especially going through chemo, because it is a traumatic experience.
Well, you know, after I had my cancer and I was told I was in remission, you know, after the treatments were over, I just, like, went back to my life. And actually, I never really stopped. I just had to take it slower. But once mm-hmm. my cancer was in remission, just went forward with my life and I never looked back. Do a lot of people is it so traumatizing that they really need some kind of emotional help dealing with it after it's over?
Yes, they really do, because what a lot of people don't understand is, right, cancer is traumatic. Nothing is normal about seeing yourself go through chemo and seeing your whole body physically change, right? And so what mm-hmm. that does is a lot of people have PTSD from cancer. And what they do is as soon as they beat cancer, right, you're trying to go back into your life, jump back into work, jump back in your career as everything is normal. But what you'll start to see is cancer will resurface itself, not physically, but mentally and emotionally, because mm-hmm. you'll start to live a life of fear, meaning, okay, well, I don't want to make this decision because I think my cancer is going to come back. I think I have a fear of reoccurrence. So you're constantly, any pain that might come up in your abdominal area or any pain in your body, the first thing that happens is fear. It's just, okay, my cancer is coming back. And so they mm-hmm. never dealt with it and they never released it. And so it comes up in every aspect of their life and they don't even realize it until they sit down with me.
Well, you know, now that people are getting the coronavirus test, and I was just speaking to one of my neighbors about it this morning, and a lot of people find it, you know, uncomfortable. So I tell people, you know what, it's uncomfortable for like a minute or even less than yep. a minute. I went through 6 rounds of chemo, and I was sick after each round. So the COVID-19 test for me was just a walk in the park. And I think, you know, I think fear is just an important factor. And, you know, you have to be able to be strong enough to, you know, work through that fear and just
yeah.
continue life as best you can, right?
Yep. You really do, because you don't want the fear to become crippling. And then you can't really live a life and enjoy that life and be excited that you even survived something like cancer and be excited to live and just be excited mm-hmm. to have an overall peaceful life. So totally agree.
So when you do your counseling to people that are not in Virginia, do you do it on the phone? Do you do Zoom? Do you do visual Skype? How do you do your calls?
Yes, so I do mine on Zoom. Zoom is super convenient. A lot of people are familiar with Zoom as well, but if my clients aren't, I'll definitely do like a little tutorial for them. But Zoom is just more convenient. You get that face-on-face contact. You get to see each other. And then also it's a different connection that you get to build on Zoom rather than just a regular phone call.
So you think it's important that you see your client face-to-face even if it is through technology.
Yes, I think it's super important because your client, that person has to see, there's different emotions and different my body language that you can see on a Zoom call versus on a regular phone call, right? We really can't connect. I really can't connect with you that much through my experience, and you really get to see, you know, just how it impacted me and a little bit about, you know, what I've been through.
Wow. So what part of your coaching for you is the most rewarding?
Just seeing the transformation of my clients when they're done, just seeing how my cancer survivors, they are shocked and appalled of how long they've been carrying cancer on. It doesn't matter if they've been in remission for a year or a couple months or even longer, just seeing how they are at total in awe and just in peace of, oh my gosh, I never really forgave cancer. I never really forgave everything that it's taken away from me. And then for my cancer warriors, the people that are going through cancer, just seeing those women and seeing how they are just feeling with me supporting them, because not everyone gets support, but then it's different to get support from someone that's actually been through it. And just seeing how grateful they are for the transformation of the tools I teach them to carry on and implement in their life with mindset and implement in their life with creating that emotional freedom. That's the rewarding part, just seeing how my clients have just transformed in front of my eyes, and the growth is huge.
So do you primarily counsel women, or do you counsel men and women?
Women right now. Yep.
Oh, okay. Because if you counsel both men and women, I was going to ask you, would you see any difference in their attitude and behavior? But, you know,
no,
it's just a thought.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure if I did, I definitely would, because with men, you know, men and women, we have different hormones, so I'm pretty sure I would right now in my practice, and I definitely can see that in the future, but for right now, it's just women.
Okay, that's great. So when you first decided to do this, what were your first steps in saying, oh, I'm going to do this, and this is how I'm going to start? How did you start?
Oh, my gracious. So I was like, okay, what is something that I want to do long term? So the first step was finding my passion. What are you truly passionate about, Mashauna, is what I asked myself. And so I had to get down to what I've been through, and not only what I've been through, but what has affected me the most, and that's cancer. Cancer has changed me as a woman. Cancer has made me who I am today. So it was really finding that passion, and then, okay, well, I was super passionate about helping people, so I already know I want to be a coach. So I was like, okay, well, what program do you need to take to get certified? So I got certified with Yesify, their certification, and I got certified to really know how the brain works, to really know to pick up and hone into your body language and that whole RAM. And so I got into that and got certified. And then it was just taking action. It was taking action, setting up the website, getting the business side of it together legally, and then just putting myself out there and getting my message out there to help people. That is all of the steps that I really took to get my business started.
You know, what you're telling me is dealing with cancer and surviving has changed your life. And right
yeah.
now we're going through an unprecedented crisis in this country that's affecting millions of people, whether economically or, you know, physically. Do you think, because of your experience with cancer and counseling women, do you ultimately think that what we're going through as a society will make society for the better in the long run?
You know what? I really do, just because, you know, especially with COVID-19, a lot of it, we were supposed to be doing, right? We were supposed to be doing our sanitary for the restaurants. We were supposed to be, washing our hands constantly. We were supposed to be making sure that we're protecting ourselves. I think there's going to be a lot to learn after this, especially with the isolation period. And then now some things going into phase one will be opening up pretty soon. I think there's going to be a lot of gratefulness and appreciation to learn from this, because we kind of do take the simple things for granted and forget about the simple things. So most definitely, I definitely think we are.
So we have just a couple minutes left. So give everybody listening your contact information, how they can contact you, and what services you provide.
Perfect. So I you definitely can find me on, I'm on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook right now, and that's just Mashauna Crawford. Just type my name, I'll be the first one to pop up. And then also, too, you can find me on my website, hopeovercancerperiod.com. You definitely can book a call with me so we can go a little bit in depth what some of your pain points and struggles are. But I have right now going for, I have two programs, and it is the strong mindset and emotions for my cancer patients and cancer warriors going out there right now. And that's like a 12-week program. And then also I have for my survivors the renewed, refresh, restart program for mindset and emotions and getting some self-confidence in there. And that program is a 4-week program. So they definitely can find that on my website.
Terrific. Thank you, Mashauna. And
no
you
problem.
Have a wonderful day. And
you
know, what you're doing is fantastic.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to Women Who Inspire, and you've been listening to Mashauna Crawford. I'm Cynthia Poole. If you like this show, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Women Inspire 21. Thanks. Have a great day. Have a great Memorial Weekend. And thank you, everybody, for listening.